Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for Net at Night is brought to you by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. This is Net at Night with Amber MacArthur and Leo Laporte. Episode 28 for July 17th, 2007. Green beats Keen. Net at Night is brought to you by Audible.com. For your free audiobook, visit audible.com/twit. Net at Night is recorded before a live audience on TalkShoe.com. It is 4 o'clock on the West Coast, 7 o'clock on the East Coast, 11 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. From California, I'm Leo Laporte.
And I'm Amber MacArthur from Toronto, Canada.
And it's time for Net at Night! Yay! Everybody's here. Hail, hail, the gang's all here. Amber MacArthur. Amber MacArthur. With her brand new MacBook.
Yes, I have a brand new MacBook Pro. It's very exciting, and I'm using it, and I'm on a wired connection, and I'm really hoping that everything goes smoothly for me.
It sounds great. So why'd you get a new MacBook?
Well, eventually I want to learn how to use Final Cut Pro, and I just wanted a faster computer. And I don't know about you, Leo, but after about a year of using a computer, I feel as though I kind of destroy it, and I'm ready to move on.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, it's like a couple of months.
Yeah, it just feels like you use it so much. Yeah. I dropped my MacBook actually just a couple of weeks ago, and I feel as though I wanted something new, so I made the jump. Although
you
I have both of
yourself.
Them in front of me right now, of course.
Well, I have both. I have a MacBook and a MacBook Pro. Now, did
I'm
you get
copying.
The 15 or the 17?
I got the 15.
And did you get matte or glossy?
Matte.
Really?
You know what? I've had a glossy screen before, and I actually really don't like it. So I thought I'd try the matte screen.
Did you have a matte on your MacBook?
No, I had a glossy. And I don't know what it is. It seems to get really dirty, although it's probably more me from touching it.
No, it does. Well, it's because it's glossy. You can see all the dust, and you have to keep it clean. I know. No, I agree.
I know.
I mean, it's just as dirty on the matte. You just can't see it.
I like that better, though, Leo. So it's a silver computer with a matte screen versus my old MacBook, which is the white computer with a glossy screen, which looks like someone has smoked a bunch of cigarettes around it for like a year straight.
Well, you got more airtime. That MacBook got more airtime than most computers. It was on every day on City News. I saw it all the time.
I know. It got a lot of airtime. So hey. I think it's ready to retire. All good talent has to retire, Leo.
Where do you send your old MacBooks?
Well, you know, I'm going to hold on to this one because last year my brother convinced me to give him my old PowerBook when I bought the new MacBook. And I don't want to say that I regret it, but I think that my 12-inch PowerBook was one of the best computers that I ever had.
I know. Yeah.
I really liked it. So I think I'm going to hold on to the MacBook because it's handy. You know, I have the iMac and MacBook Pro and MacBook now. So it's handy having three computers.
It is. It's very handy. I you can never have too many computers or cell phones. Or iPods. Oh, man.
I know. It's out of control.
It's out of control.
I know. But we'll survive it, Leo, for sure.
So I'm jealous because you got to interview Andy Samberg this week on City News. Was it for Web Nation or was City News?
I did it for both. So I did it for City News and for Web Nation. And it will be on Web Nation next Thursday, which means it'll be on iTunes probably Friday on Web Nation. So I had a total of 5 minutes with Andy Samberg. And for people who don't know him, I'm sure lots of people do, but he is the amazing comedian from The Lonely Island, which is a group that he started with a couple of friends and eventually went to Saturday Night Live. He did sketches like Dick in a Box, as well as The Chronicles of Narnia. Which
By the
is
way, which Dick in the Box is not about a guy named Richard who lives in a box.
No, it's certainly not.
But and the Chronicles of what? Narnia. I loved that.
I love it. And so what I did, I went to the screening.
He's a YouTube star.
He really is. And that's really what the focus of the story was about, as how he kind of went online and became fairly big online and then eventually got this amazing gig at Saturday Night Live. And he has a new movie out called Hot Rod. And it's funny because I went to the screening of the movie where he spoke to people after the film. And then I interviewed him the next day. And in the movie, the idea is that he is this young kid who's trying to raise money for his stepfather. He needs to raise $50,000. And so what they do is they try to raise the money just from local fundraising events. And it doesn't really work. And he's a stuntman. So he does all these stunts. And he only raises a couple thousand dollars. But then his brother puts this video online of him doing all these ridiculously silly stunts. stunts, and then the video gets 100,000 views, and then this radio station takes notice, and afterwards the radio station decides to sponsor the major event where they raise $50,000, and, you know, I don't want to tell the whole story, but I'm sure it's pretty predictable.
So that's, no, but that's neat. So it's a YouTube. It's kind of like YouTube superstar. He gets discovered, and
yeah,
he has that fake mustache, which I really like.
I really like that. So in the interview, he was saying how that kind of paralleled his life in some ways in terms of what the work that he did with the Lonely Island. I want to call it Lonely Planet all the time. I've been trying to bite my tongue for a week now. You know, Lonely Planet books and the website.
Right.
I can't get that
right
out of my head.
Right.
But yeah, he was a great interview. I think I might have squeezed 6 minutes out of him, maybe. He's a busy guy.
Well, you know, that's hey, you got 5 minutes more with him than I did, so that's good.
Yeah, it was good. So it was definitely a fun interview.
What's your favorite YouTube video these days, by the way?
My favorite
YouTube. We should do this every week as our YouTube video of the week.
Oh.
I got one for you.
Mine's kind of racy, I think, a little bit.
Is it?
Is that okay? I guess I didn't net at night.
I'm going to play mine for you, which is also racy. It's the...
All right, these guys.
It is so funny. Have you ever seen David Blaine?
Yes.
Street Magic?
Street Magic.
Yep.
This is fake David Blaine.
You want to see some magic?
Oh my God, you're David Blaine!
David Blaine!
That one thing was incredible.
It's the funniest thing I have ever seen. Have you seen it yet?
I haven't seen it, but I've heard about this somewhere before, and
yeah.
I just can't place it.
Well, you know, as usual, I get all my YouTube hits from my kids. And this one's this is going around, and it's been out for since October 2006. So obviously I'm laid off the mark on this, but I'm glad you haven't seen it because it means I'm not completely out of control. There's a sequel too. A lot of F words in it, but that's part of the funny. It's so funny. He does these tricks on these guys and they go, "Oh my God." And then he does this weird look into the camera, the mustache maybe, because he's got this fake mustache. That's what made me think of it. Anyway, I think this is a new feature on the show. I just invented it.
I think it's a great idea. I have one for you, but like I said, this is
that's all right.
I just got
this
to put this by someone at work.
We can say anything we effing want to.
Whoa. Okay, well, it's not that bad. It's called Hot for Hillary, and it's a video that was put onto YouTube, and it's this girl, she's 21 years old, and she did this video about how she's in love with Hillary Clinton.
Well, you know, it's a response to... We played this the other day, is the Barack Obama.
Oh, the Barack Obama. Yep, the Barack Obama video. So she did it kind of just as a fun sort of gag, but it's interesting. I don't know if you have it there, but...
Is it called... Did you send me a link?
No, it's called Hot for Hill. You can go on YouTube.
Oh, Hot for Hill. I did a search for Hot for Hillary, so there you go.
Hot for Hill.
And Hot number 4 Hill?
Exactly.
Oh, here it comes. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Taryn Southern, and this is a response to the... Barack Obama boy.
Hey, yo, it's me.
Same thing.
Don't mind all the messages. Oh, hold on.
Barack Obama, incoming call.
Sorry about that.
She hangs up on him.
I have a crush on a girl named Hill, but she's not with me. She's with this guy named Bill. But there's one thing I know, I just can't sit still until I see Hill up on Capitol Hill. Hillary.
Actually, she's cuter than the Barack Obama girl.
Yeah, she's very cute.
She's really cute. Oh, I like that. Now, so that's pretty funny. When we talked about the Barack Obama video on Twitter a couple of weeks ago, and I said, boy, I mean, if I were Barack's campaign staff, I would be, you know, embarrassed, because it's kind of brings up shades of Monica Lewinsky, right?
Yeah.
And I was told by somebody in the know who's very politically connected later that no, not only did Obama's staff know about it, they encouraged it because it made him look hip.
That's interesting.
Made him look hip.
You know, and that's what's kind of funny about this video is I went onto the site Hot for Hill after I had a chance to check out the video. And the girl who's in the video, she was blogging and she said there's all these news organizations who think that she's part of some political campaign and that she was, you know, persuaded to do this. And, you know, who are actually taking her seriously as being kind of a Hillary supporter. And
right.
And she was just saying they kind of did it for fun. And it was
it's
just a little gag. Yeah, it's really just a parody. And she's had a ton of attention. She was on CNN on the Situation Room, which I just find hilarious.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
She was CNN in the Situation Room?
Exactly.
Oh, something's gone wrong here.
The world is The world is going down
here. It's gone mad. It's gone mad. I can't believe they're getting. Well, so this when I said there's, I said one of the things I said about the Obama girl video is, well, there'll never be one for Hillary.
There you go.
Less than a week later.
Yeah, there's one. And it's very professionally done. And that's why beautiful. A lot of political bloggers were saying that there was no way that she could have possibly have done this just with a few people, and that there had to be big money behind it. And they just want to turn it into so much more than I think it actually is. It's funny nonetheless. And she's having her 15 minutes of fame.
So she's saying she's just an amateur, and this was done just as, there's no way this is an amateur video.
Well, she's saying she is an actress and she's saying that, it's an amateur video, but she did it with a team of professionals, people who kind of wanted to get together, but it's nothing that she was paid for by, any political campaign. So that's the message that she wanted to get out, is that, it's just something they kind of did for fun.
It wasn't from the Clinton campaign, in other words.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's just like that Mac or PC video, the rap that you played just a few weeks ago. That is totally professionally done. There's so many videos these days, you almost can't tell, the level of people behind it or how much money it took. And it's interesting.
That's actually the truth, is that it's now become easy to do professional looking videos. So how do we tell anymore,
I don't know. That's a really good question. And it brings up the first link that I had sent you today, Leo, Andrew Keen. And I know you don't know who he is.
And I never want to know from what you've said about him. He sounds like a jerk.
You will not like him at all, Leo.
Who is this bozo?
I don't want to talk about him almost, because I think that he will become a nemesis in your life forever. But
should I play his little
yes.
video on here?
Yep, play it.
He spoke at Google, I guess. Well, give us the background. Set the clip up, if you will, Amber.
Yeah, no problem. He published a book that just came out at the beginning of June. And the idea of the book, it's called The Cult of the Amateur, How Today's Internet is Killing Our Culture. And he believes that
I hate him already.
Bloggers and podcasters, I know, is that they are really doing more damage to our culture than you could ever imagine. And that the power should really stay in the hands of mainstream media. And we need to have experts. We need to have those people in large organizations. And there's no way that the blogger or podcaster can kind of replace that, nor should they. And in fact, it is damaging to our entire mass media culture overall. And he just
First
slams.
Of all, that's an oxymoron, mass media culture. I mean, that's ridiculous that he would say you would want to preserve this in any way.
Exactly.
And the voice of the people is the voice of the people, whether you like it or not.
I would totally agree with you. He he's been called a lot of different names. I sent them in a little note to you.
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's been called a communist, a control freak, a failed .com entrepreneur, a Luddite. And the funny thing is, he's very anti-Web 2.0. So he's always talking about Web 2.0 and how it's a terrible thing for society. I woke up this morning and heard him on CBC Radio, and he was chatting about this, saying that, everything from YouTube to Facebook to Dig, these are all things that aren't good for us at all. And the funny thing is, though, that he's obviously making a lot of money off of that entire world, the web world. He has a blog on TypePad. He uses Amazon.com to sell his books.
Yeah, he's just another Ann Coulter type who's just capitalizing on the exact stuff that he's criticizing.
He really is. And, the funny thing is that I think mass media or mainstream media is kind of latching on to this because they love to hear that. They love to hear that they're so important, or we're so important. I don't know how I should phrase that. But you know what I mean? It's something that I think they want to believe that, they are experts and that they are the voice and they should be the voice. And so I think that sets it up well enough. So you can check out we'll play the YouTube.
Shall I play it now?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let me see here. It doesn't seem to be queuing up. Let's see if it actually plays here. Oh, wait a minute. I turned the audio off. let me see what he says here.
Welcome Andrew Keen to Google today to speak as part of the Authors at Google series.
I think it's neat that Google does this, by the way.
Which just came out today, titled The Cult of the Amateur.
Love to work somewhere where they'd have these lectures from the incredible people who show up there.
I would love to work at Google.
By the way, I was talking to somebody who said that's the problem Apple's having right now. One of the reasons that they can't both do the iPhone and Leopard, they can't keep up with all of the demand, they can't put the stuff in the iPhone people are asking for, is all the good programmers are being sucked up by Google. And they're just so many star programmers, so many Tiger Woods types, and Google's got them all.
which I believe.
And I understand after seeing, I think it was a Business 2.0 article that talked about how Google is one of the best places to work in the world. They have dry cleaners. They have
The campus is amazing.
Free food.
They've got little scooters. You go from building to building. You just get on a Segway and you just go to the other building. They've got four or five restaurants, absolutely free. The food is fantastic. Amazing. The Google culture is very interesting. I mean, they're going to take over the world. I'm not sure I'm so happy about that.
But. Our economy, our culture, and our values. Amidst the near unanimous excitement surrounding Web 2.0,
the guy introducing him is clearly nervous about this whole thing.
Sparking debate about how we
he's afraid they're going to throw stuff at him.
The technology we create. He was the founder of AudioCafe.com
That's
in 1997.
That's what cracks me up.
And currently,
he sounds like a former Web 1.0 guy, a flop in Web 1.0, who's bitter about the whole thing, and now is trashing Web 2.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's doing. He's completely trashing it.
Blogs
and he's getting a ton of attention.
Should I keep going? Or?
But at the same time, there's some serious ideas behind the book. It's an unabashed polemic, which means it's biased. Unashamedly so.
Yeah, well, that's
this
right.
is not a fair book, and I'm fairly describing. I'm proud of the fact it's not fair. It's designed to open a certain kind of conversation.
Designed to make me a ton of money, and
I know.
Get me on all the chat shows, and I'll be famous. Ha ha!
I know. One thing he does say in the video that I was just taking notes, listening to it this morning. He said he had simplified the book so everyone can get it and understand it, even bloggers.
Oh, he just loves it. You know, because he knows he's going to get a lot of ink on blogs and on podcasts, and we've done talking about him.
Yeah, he has, and he has gotten a ton of ink. Yeah. So I think it should be this should be the anti-Andrew Keen show.
His name will never slip from my lips again. Andrew who?
We don't know who he is.
The only reason I know about him is because I read your Pounce feed, and I saw you were kind of waking up this morning and bitter about the whole I think you said you were going to throw something at him.
I think I said I was going to throw my BlackBerry at him. Well, I'm waking up in the morning. I like CBC radio a lot. I always have my alarm clock set to CBC. And I wake up and hear this guy on there just slamming Dig and slamming Web 2.0 and saying it's a bunch of self-centered kids. And it's just, you know, I couldn't even believe it. And then I started to research him a little bit more. And I've heard about him just the past couple of weeks. And he's been getting a ton of attention. So I woke up to him and I thought, I got to talk to Leo about this.
I don't
guy.
Think we need to say anything to demolish his argument, except that's to me what the most exciting thing is about digital technology and the internet is that everybody gets a chance to create, to have a voice, and I'm loving the incredible creative, thousand flowers that are blooming right now thanks to this technology, thanks to the internet. How anyone can say it's in any way dumbing our culture down is ridiculous. They obviously haven't watched a lot of TV.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, that's part of the problem. So I thought we could do for this show something that we haven't really talked a lot about, but talk about a lot of the sort of positive sites and networks that have been formed out there based on Web 2.0 technology. And then we could get some callers and maybe people could tell us some links that they have as well, or even stories that they have about good things happening with Web 2.0 technology, whether it's YouTube or a blog or whatever it might be.
So if you're listening to us on TalkShoe, and we're doing this live on TalkShoe, and if you're listening, we'd love to hear from you, your stories about websites or the internet and how it's made a difference, not only in your life, but in the world at large. So get on TalkShoe and give us a ring, and we'll take calls in just a few minutes. But Amber's has some sites already. But before we get to those, I just wanted to ask you, I noticed you're using Pounce a little bit more.
I'm going to kill you.
Why?
Because you got me hooked on it, Leo.
Are you liking it?
I am liking it.
Because you've been on Twitter and Jaiku, and neither one really sucked you in.
They didn't really suck me in. I think, just we had a little chat on the lab on Friday where we were talking about Pounce. And, like I said on the show, I think it's really a combination of kind of Twitter, Facebook, and MySpace. So it's a place where you have that social network. You have the ability to do Twitter-like posts. But then there's that music component because people are posting files all the time. And so it feels like much more of a community. Now, the only hard thing has been that I've only accepted friends, people who I know as my friends. And that's kind of an interesting thing, but it's actually worked out really well because now I'm using Pounce to get in touch with a lot of them because they're there all the time.
See, you took my advice and you didn't open it up to the world.
I know. And it's neat, though, that they can still follow along as fans as well.
Right. People see if you, what is it? Is it Amber Mac? POWNCE.com/AmberMac. And you don't have to have a membership to see what Amber's saying. And it's hard to get in right now, although I think they're going to open it up to the public soon. You were talking in a tweet today, and actually people who are listening to this podcast on Tuesday will have heard this show already, but on Sunday. But Jason Calacanis was on, and he said, and I think this is true, that there are going to be issues with Pounce because they allow you to upload these files. They're going to be DMCA issues.
That's what I was wondering. I was always wondering that because I see people posting files, and then not only can they post the files, but there's a beautiful tiny little icon right beside the listen to link where you can download that file right there on the fly.
Right. And I think Jason's right. We'll see how they handle it. In some ways, I wish they'd just stay private. let's not let anybody else in. Just us and our friends.
Yeah, they've done it. I mean, it's very user-friendly, which doesn't really surprise me because I think that's one thing
Daniel's
that I really liked about
so
Dig.
Good. Oh, Daniel's so good.
He's so fantastic. I know. He's
Daniel
really
Burka,
good.
The designer. We should get Dan. I don't know what happened. I asked Daniel, Leah, and Kevin to be on a couple of times, and I haven't heard from them. Maybe because it's not public yet, they don't want to promote it too much.
Yeah, that's possible.
I'll do it again, though, because I would love to get them on.
It would be great to get them on. I'm sure they're going to, like you said, launch some new features or open it up to the public eventually. So, yeah, I am liking it. And now I go to my computer and I have my Facebook account open. I have MySpace. I have Pounce. I have Gmail. I have Skype. It's a whole community of sites, Leo.
So, really, in a way, this is the first of your links of how Web 2.0 is really a part of our lives, certainly your life and my life, but that's our job. And yet at the same time, I love it. I really feel like I'm more in touch with you and all my friends. It's really functional in the sense that I'm doing the same thing. I'm sending private messages to people saying, can you help me here? Can you do this here? And it's working great.
Yeah, it's working really well. And I think that's one thing that with all of these Web 2.0 services or sites that are out there is that they really do help you stay connected to the people you don't get to see on time. And that's one thing about Pounce that I find. I have this group of people who I don't really get to see. There's only a couple of people who live in Toronto, but it allows me to know all the time and just to, keep up to date with things and share ideas and even work together. And I'm sure that will continue in the future as well. So I don't think there's anything necessarily negative about that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's get some happy links.
All right, so I have a link that I found on TechCrunch.com, and it's a link about a site that is launching in the fall. It's kind of neat. It's called White Cane, and two Rochester Institute of Technology students are creating the site. It's an online clothing site for the blind and visually impaired, and the idea is that blind people can go and they can get hooked up online with someone who's a sighted friend who will help them and help them pick out clothes. I don't exactly know how all the logistics are going to work, but I think you're going to see more and more of these sites that are out there that really help any people with any type of disabilities and are able to kind of bring those communities together and give them the services that are truly customized.
Well, it brings people together who have differing abilities. In general, I mean, if you're a web designer, but you need to, I noticed, who was it, looking for a web designer, a friend of mine on Pounce, knows how to do Drupal. Oh, it's Ted Serbinski, the guy who did the Twit site, is starting a new company. He's looking for a web designer because they're differently abled. Right? He's good at Drupal. He's good at programming. He can't do design.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what the web's about, is bringing people together in that way.
Yeah, so it's an easy way for them to kind of connect. Another site, which I think I did a segment on this on Call for Help, I think about a year ago, which is givemeaning.org. And I'm sure you're familiar with this. This is a site that was started by a young guy, Tom Williams, who's a Canadian. He is sort of a superstar or a whiz kid in the tech industry. He went to work for Apple as a teenager, and he worked on the iTunes application. And then about 10 years later, he launched givemeaning.org.
Oh, yeah,
he's a really neat story, but the idea is it allows people to go on the site and to donate as little as $5 to any cause that's in their city or any cause that is particularly interesting to them, but also to start up their own online donation site for any cause that they want to start up. And the site's been very, very successful. 100% of the donations actually go back to the cause, and he's, received a lot of attention all over the world. I think he's definitely made a difference with that site. And, he's done a fantastic job.
You're not giving just...
Hey, everybody. I'm really excited to share the new GiveMeaning website with you. First up is a whole new way of browsing the site. You can either enter in a specific community that means something to you by entering location on the left-hand side, or entering in simply an issue that means something to you on the right-hand side with our cause box.
And it's not that you're giving to organized charities necessarily, because you may be giving directly to the people who need the money.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And
well,
so you can
that.
Start something up for, you know, a cause that is in your community. There could be, you know, something going on down the street and you have no idea how you can help out. You could start something up there. And they just redesigned the site and they relaunched with some new features. And a really neat feature that they have is you're able to, if you find a news article or something that you find particularly compelling and interesting and you want to start up a cause for someone in that article that you figure needs help, they also have this sort of system in place now where you can kind of It's almost like digging the article so that it goes onto the website and you can start a community organized donation site around that particular cause.
That's really neat. That's really a great idea. There are actually a number of sites like this. There's even, and I can't remember the name, but there's one where you can lend money to people who need money.
That's Kiva.org, Kiva, which is another fantastic site.
Yeah,
they've done a really nice job. So here's another site. I also wanted to mention there's so many of these online news sites that are trying to raise awareness about everything from human rights violations. A site called witness.org, which I think was started by Peter Gabriel, was somehow involved with it when it first launched. And there's other sites like the Guerrilla News Network as well. A lot of kind of citizen journalism websites.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You're listening to Net at Night with Amber MacArthur and Leo Laporte. More of our links and chit-chat in just a little bit. But first, it's time to thank the folks at Audible.com, our great sponsors, AUDIBLE.com. Audible.com is offering you a free audiobook to introduce you to the whole idea of audiobooks. Just go to audible.com/night, N-I-G-H-T, audible.com/night, spell it right. N-I-G-H-T. And if you don't already belong to audible.com, you can pick a book and download it, listen to it, and enjoy it. I would recommend Andrew Keen's books, but we're not. No, I don't think he's on audible.com. And even if he were, would I recommend it? Actually, I'm just curious. Maybe he is. Let's see. Yes, he is. All right, I'm going to make that our book. At least you should know the enemy. Andrew Keen's book, The Cult of the Amateur, How Today's Internet is Killing Our Culture. I'm not going to listen to it, but if you want to hear what he's up to, he reads it himself, too. He does have a nice British, poncy British accent. He's a techno-scold, they call him. You can read that and many other fantastic books online. Download them, put them on your iPod, many other devices, many cell phones. Or burn a CD and listen to it at your convenience. AUDIBLE.com/night for your free audiobook. We do thank the good folks at Audible for sponsoring Net at Night. Now back to Amber and Leo and your calls coming up. Chloe comes home.
This is cute, actually. A really good friend of mine sent me a link to this. It's adorable. It's a newspaper that has an online site, and it's just a cute little thing. There's this 9-year-old girl, Chloe, and she was adopted from China, and she went back to China with her family this summer, and her dad does a video blog of her, but she's the cutest kid in the world.
Adorable.
And just when you hear her talk,
I've been writing about a lot of people in our group. Tonight, I'm going to introduce you to some of them.
Tell us who you are and where you're from.
They're so cute.
Well, I'm Shelly Pearson.
She's got a future in broadcast journalism.
She's unbelievable. She's the most adorable little kid. She's like a little reporter, and she's not shy at all, and she's just a sweet little girl. So another
take that, Andrew Keen. I mean, there you go. There's an example. Oh yeah, this site is really degrading mainstream media, and our culture is really suffering because Chloe's doing reporting.
Chloe's doing video blogging, so the world is over.
He's just jealous.
CBS should squash her, Leo.
Yeah, she should squash CBS, and I think she might.
She might
well.
She might. And then there's a couple more links that I want to mention. This was actually the link I'm about to mention was something that Daniel Burka sent to me on Pounce. And as we know, there's tons of independent musicians who have really made a name for themselves on the web. There's one in particular who I've been listening to, thanks to Daniel, called bradsucks.net. And he has a song on his homepage called Making Me Nervous. And he's an independent artist who's really used the web to get his word out. He's also a total geek. He's built his own site. He makes his own music. He said, I interviewed him last week. He said he's actually kind of lazy, so the internet has helped him to be able to do all of this from his bedroom at home. But he does a great job and makes some really fantastic music.
Let's hear a little bit of Making Me Nervous. This is Brad Sucks at bradsucks.net.
Here we go.
One step at a time, don't be living on the line. I don't need a friend, I got more than on the mind. Sunshine in my brain, making everyone complain. Radio in the heart, don't be being so strange. Think I'm losing it, better where you've been. Everybody says that you're moving again. I don't wanna be right, baby, every single night. And I can tell you a thing about taking your time. It's making me nervous, yeah. One step at a time.
It. That's good. I like it. That's Brad Sucks, yeah. bradsucks.net. He's doing something interesting on his site. I didn't know you could do this. Uneventful. You can have people ask for, it's eventful.com, people ask for you to come to your city. And so if you go to Eventful and demand him, I guess he'll go where the most people demand. So it's funny. It says demanded by 6 people in Montreal, demanded by 10 people in the Seattle metro, demanded by 13 people in Louisville, Kentucky. I love this.
That's great. What a neat idea, because it's almost as though it's sort of like, you know, you imagine something like Dig, where the most Doug stories rise to the top. It's as though the cities that get the pick the most on Eventful are going to be the cities where he ends up playing.
So I'm going to add Toronto, Ontario, because I know if he came to Petaluma, not enough people would see him. So I'm going to put in, you have to put in your address. Leo at leoville.com. Select your year of birth. I guess that's to make sure you're not 13 or something.
Yeah.
And then it has a little captcha. Now that I know about this this recapture, I want everybody to use that instead. You know, but we were talking about that, right?
We talked about it a little bit.
Yeah. So now send me updates. Okay, now join. So now we've found something close to that. You mean Toronto? Yes.
Yes.
Now somebody's demanding Brad Sucks in Toronto. That's a neat feature on Eventful. I didn't even know about
that.
Yeah,
that's really cool. Yeah. Another artist who's gone a little bit further than Brad Sucks is, I just sent you this link on Gmail. I didn't add it into my initial links, but I forgot about her, is Tara Naomi. If you remember her from a while ago, she had this video on YouTube where she sings this really beautiful song. If you search her on YouTube or check your Gmail, the link will be there. And she recently played at the Live Earth concert at one of the concerts. I'm not sure what city it was in, but she really went from being a star on YouTube with thousands and thousands of views, and she just kind of put this video out there, to playing in front of this enormous audience at Live Earth.
Isn't that remarkable? Wow.
Yeah, it's really amazing, and she's super, super talented and just discovered really, really quickly.
Well, would you now? I can go to her MySpace page. I haven't gotten the link yet, but I can go to her MySpace page and play a song from there. What's the song that you like of her?
I think it's "Say It's Possible."
All right, let's see if that's on her MySpace page. Tara Naomi. It's really slow right now. I don't know if it's going to load. I hate MySpace. Let's get rid of my. You know what? Let's send MySpace to Andrew Keen. He's probably thinking of that.
I think Andrew Keen should definitely just stay on MySpace forever.
That's his new home.
We should make him stay there. It's like sending people to prison, to Alcatraz or something. We should make him only be allowed to visit MySpace.
Oh, it would be hell for him. He has to live on MySpace for the rest of his life.
Yeah, and all he can do is just bounce to other MySpace accounts and read what's going on. And yeah, and little pop-ups will infuriate him to a point where he goes crazy.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's like some weird type of torture. And you'll have like all the MySpace pages open at once, and the music will be playing all at the same time because all of the little profile music selections will be on. Oh, he'll go nuts.
MySpace is the new hell.
It is.
Yeah.
It's so, like online hell. okay, so
it,
for people who want to check out.
Here it is. I think I've got it here. So this is her just with a little camera. Just, she just set it up. So it's one of those MySpace things where she's just playing in the closet or whatever.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Maybe this is a cover. Is this her or
no,
is that a cover? That's
I think
her?
I don't know what MySpace page you're looking at, but I know on YouTube it's Tara Naomi, and it is her playing, and she's it sounds like she's covering someone else, but she's
so,
just really amazing.
So cool.
Yeah, really cool. And the last link that I have, you're going to like this. This is a little
here
off track, but I found it on Dan.
I had the wrong one. Let me play the right one. That was okay, somebody covering her. I think this is her. Yeah, this is her.
Sorry, Ann.
Same thing, though. She's still in the closet, but she's got a keyboard.
I see the lights are turning and I look outside. The stars are burning through this changing time. Yeah.
Oh, she's great. I love her.
She's fantastic.
TerraNaomi. I was spelling it wrong. That's why.
Yeah, she's really fantastic. So people should check her out for sure. And it's neat because you can, I watched her play on YouTube, and then I watched the Live Earth performance on YouTube as well. And it's just neat to see how far
cool
she's come.
2.4 million views on that video. So obviously quite a few people looked at her.
Amazing. Yeah. And the last link that I have is more for a little bit of fun. And it's a video that was put up on downloadsquad.com. It's a video about the internet. It's like a promotional video for the internet in 1994. So
1994? Oh, yeah. I had a website in 1994.
Did you?
It looked just like this one.
It's unbelievable. The video cracked me up. I mean, it's a boring video.
Should I play it?
Let's play a little bit of it.
Got a little bit of it here. Remember when you and I were at the Drake and we saw the old Computer Chronicles TV shows?
Yes, I was there last weekend and I saw it playing again. I was laughing my head off, but
there?
No one got it.
From Georgia to Palo Alto, from Oslo to Singapore, from the Vatican Library to dinosaurs in Hawaii.
Ugly web pages.
From talk radio.
Same day service in a nanosecond world.
To missing children.
This isn't that long ago.
From
that's bioinformatics.
That's
13 years ago.
To the World Bank. From Wired Magazine to Mother Jones.
What browser are they using? They're using
from
Mosaic.
Current weather maps to the latest
current
Supreme Court
maps.
Decisions.
It's getting better.
A vast array of information is being made available in attractive, easy-to-use form and for free over the internet. A global electronic
so
mall
this
is
pre-colored
under construction.
Backgrounds. Dane's telling me they didn't have colored backgrounds
here,
until 1995.
Interact here and find the information
these
they want.
Colored backgrounds. This is,
and
oh,
here,
they
too, they are beginning to conduct business.
What color?
Here, the smallest
it's
of
the
companies
same color.
Can search and shop on a global scale for the best resources
I
and
think,
products at the best
remember
prices.
Remember GNN? Oh, yeah.
Here, those same small companies can market their
yeah,
own.
Yeah, this is pre-colored backgrounds. It's just that you could choose. It wasn't always. You could choose in Mosaic not to have gray. Oh, my goodness. Welcome. This is amazing.
I know. Isn't it funny?
Who's it a promotional video for?
I'm not really sure. I just, like
it's
I said, I found
digital.
It on Downloads.
Oh, it's from Digital Digital Computers.
It's
you know, I had
fun.
A web page. It looked just like that.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I mean, the thing that blows my mind is I was doing computer television at the time. I mean, I was doing the call-in show with Dvorak, and I mean, this wasn't that long ago.
I know. You know, that's what I thought when I looked at it. I was laughing my head off. I thought, that's so prehistoric. And then I'm
and
thinking,
yet,
oh my goodness, it's really not that long ago.
Well, you were
and
12,
seems-
but I mean, it was, but for me, I was, you know, I was older than you.
Yeah.
Or now.
You
always
still
be older
are.
Than you. Yeah.
That is so amazing.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Awesome. I will find the old Leoville site because it looks just like this.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, when you go back into the, is it the
Wayback
Machine?
Yeah.
I love the Wayback Machine.
Oh, it's kind of depressing. My site still looks like that, actually. It hasn't changed that
much. I wasn't going to say anything.
Many people say that my site looks like it's from 1998. It actually looks like 1994.
That's funny. Actually, before we take some calls, I had one. Sorry, geez, I'm really dominating the conversation.
Oh, please
today,
do.
Leo.
I like it when you dominate.
Whoa.
I mean, you know, the conversation.
Yes, I gotcha. So I was watching. I'm kind of addicted to the Tom Green Show, or I interviewed him a while ago. So he has a live.
This is, by the way, very interesting. He's doing Tom Green is that guy, Tom Green, you know, the comic who's kind of had a kind of checkered career. But now he's doing a talk show from like his basement.
Yeah, it's in his house, in his living room. And yeah. So he does a live television talk show every night at 11 p.m. at tomgreen.com, the channel. And he invites some type of celebrity or guest into his home. He has a full crew set up. They use Skype to take video calls. I feel like it's sort of an entertainment style version of Call for Help. And they play YouTube videos, and he's got tons of great technology making the show click. He has, I think Samsung is one of the sponsors for the show. And it's really fun because they literally take calls from people all across the world on Skype. And on Friday night, he had CBC's George Trombolopoulos on, and who gave us a shout out, a Net at Night shout out. Mentioned that he listened to the show.
On the Tom Green show?
Yeah, the Friday night episode.
Well, that's funny because Tom Green PR people sent me an email saying, would you like to have Tom Green on the radio show? I said, yes, definitely. And I haven't heard back from him. So he's I think I'm stalking him or something.
Well, the funny thing is that he is so techie and so into the internet. If you read anything on his site, he just totally believes that it's going to be the future of television. And he calls it the Webovision, which I love.
You know, somebody I know was on his show. Who was it? You would know him, too. I can't remember. It might have been Chris Krug. Anyway, I think it was Chris Krug, was on his show. And he said at one point, Tom just get up and left.
Oh, nice.
And you're just sitting there and you're going, is it over? And the camera's still rolling. You're still online. And because I guess it just goes on and on and on.
Yeah, it's an hour long show, and they get it. He has a pet parrot on set. He gets up sometimes, wanders around. He yells at the guy in the background. He's kind of like their floor director. He's supposed to keep everything going smoothly. Some of the Skype calls he takes, or he hangs up on them.
Yeah, it's
actually very funny.
There was Strombo was on the wow. This is interesting. There it is. This is the Tom Green show. Brought to you clutter free by so they have kind of an advertisement. He's setting up the camera. This is so strange.
We'll have an Annie cam here.
It kind of makes sense, though. I mean, there's Strombo with a big dog or something.
Yeah, I think that's Tom's dog.
All right.
So this is very informal.
It's very informal. He's had some pretty big names on, but they do a great job of the show. Like, I'm just interested in more because of the way that they allow anyone to call up on Skype, and they kind of talk to anyone who's willing to, you know, get on Skype and give them a ring, or even just call the phone in the studio. So it's very, very informal, and yet it's pretty professional. And as far as the technology they have to make the show work, it's seamless when you're watching it.
That's the funny thing is, I mean, for all of their... You know, oh, we're just sitting here. They got major technology in mind.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Obviously. Yeah, there's definitely a pretty advanced setup. It's a fun little show for people who are around at 11 o'clock at night and just want to tune in, see what's going on. And
I wonder if people are going to start faking cheesy stuff to make it look grassroots, right?
I think so. I know what you mean, because I think they want to make it look really raw, right? I mean, even when I was researching Andy Samberg and looking at some of his videos that he had done on Saturday Night Live, I mean, it looks like some really raw YouTube-like videos that are done. And another interesting thing that they had done in the new Andy Samberg movie is that there's a website called Stuntman Forever that they build during the movie. Well, and it's really
there.
Cheesy.
Right.
And actually it still exists online now, just as a total standalone
promotional
website.
Yeah.
Yeah. Promotional, but it's made to look like just totally
what
kind of independent. Stuntmanforever.com. And there's some videos up there that were incorporated into this major Paramount feature film that are videos that are now up on YouTube that were shown in the movie, and they're completely like low budget. Like they're made to look low budget, but they're not, if that makes any sense.
It's even got the visitor counter. You know, you are visitor number. Of course, it's 167. It's 167,221. I wonder if it goes up or is it permanently that way? Yeah, it does go up.
Yeah, it goes up. And the funny thing is, in the movie, they talk about how the main video on Stuntman Forever, how the video had been viewed 100,000 times. And I said to Andy, I said, you know, I was just on YouTube and I saw that video that you showed in the movie, and it's actually been viewed just over 100,000 times. So is that something that you guys had kind of synced up? And he said, no, it's just a random coincidence.
It's weird referential.
I know. It's so bizarre.
So
yeah,
are these clips
right.
from the movie, or are these the clips that in the movie he ostensibly uploaded?
That's exactly it. They're the clips in the main video on the top of the page, which is like a promo video for the Andy Samberg character in the movie, is the video that they made in the movie.
Oh, let me see. Let's play a little bit of it. Why not give him a plug? Because I think that's fascinating.
Me too.
Stuntman extraordinaire.
Yeah, it's
and this is not a test.
Bad audio. Bad.
Bad music.
Porno music. Maiden Garage Band. He's dragging his bike.
Seven dangerous sins. Power.
Oh, it's so bad.
I know.
But well, there it is. That's exactly what I was saying. People are going to start faking bad stuff to make it look real.
Exactly. So that was, I mean, a good portion of the back end of the movie was actually about that particular video. And then I couldn't believe it when I went online and I found out that it's just sitting there on this random, really crappy website.
Wow.
That is also promoting the film. So
well,
there's someone who really understands, I think, how the kind of viral marketing stuff works on the web.
Yeah. In a way, though, I don't like that because then I feel like it's co-opting it. But I guess that's what happens, isn't it? The mainstream media always co-opts what the hip thing is, the underground thing, whether it was rap or graffiti or whatever. It gets co-opted by mainstream media. So I guess that's just what happens.
It just happens. But it's kind of interesting that they had done that.
We'd like to invite you to call in if you'd like to be on the show. We only have one call right now. if you want to be on the show, call us. I feel like Tom Green. All you got to do is go to talkshoe.com and call us. And what are we looking for? We're looking for stories about how the net has changed your life, man.
Some done something positive or just say hi. The good thing is, Leo, I keep talking and talking and talking for this entire show. My throat is actually sore.
No, you're great. I could, you know, I mean, that's great. That's why you're on the show. Let's say hi to the one call we've got, actually. His name her name is Tolly. Hey, Tolly, welcome to Net at Night. Are you there? Did I press the button right? You had to figure, wouldn't it, that the one call we have isn't actually working. Tolly? I say, Tolly, am I doing everything right? Oh, yeah, I am doing everything right, but I... talk again, Tolly, because it looked like you were talking. Yeah, but it's not coming in. Where is it going?
Oh, it fell out. I'll be right back. This is much like the Tom Green Show.
You know what? I was just going to say this is exactly like watching the Tom Green
Only
Show.
I'm
where
not
stuff
faking
Skype
it.
Doesn't work. Yeah.
It's just a little cable fell out here. No big deal. See, that's the caller. Coming in. Here it is. Wait a minute. Going from here. Yeah, it just fell out. All right, hold on a second.
Leo, yeah.
I'm kind of offended by that comment, actually.
Then it worked.
Hello, Leo.
Hello.
Hello, Amber.
Hey,
hello
welcome,
there.
Tolly. What's your real name? What city are you calling from?
Tolly is my real name, and I'm calling from Florence, Alabama.
All right, Tolly.
Thanks.
You have to talk to
I'm glad
to us
you
for
asked
13
the question
minutes.
That you did.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm glad you asked the question that you did, because that actually went hand in hand with what I was going to call in about anyways.
Excellent.
If I had to pick a website that I think has been influential to at least my generation, my group of people, it's Facebook.
How old are you, Tolly? What's your generation?
I'm undergrad in college right now, and okay. I should have been graduate by college by now, but I'm still an undergrad.
I know that feeling. Someday I'll graduate.
Exactly. Yeah, you got an honorary degree.
No, I got nothing.
Oh, that was Bill Gates at Harvard.
That's Bill Gates. Don't confuse me. He's got more money and an honorary degree.
Yeah, you know, just like the cell phone killed off telephone numbers, I think Facebook has kind of killed off the email address for people that are in college. I don't know anyone's email address off my head.
I think you're right. And in fact, you know what? I found myself today when I was scouting around for people to be on Twitter and on this show not sending them email, but contacting them through Facebook and Pounce.
Yep.
I think you might be right that it is the kind of the it's what is it? The marketplace, the commons, the place where you gather, it's kind of like the student center now. Do people still go to the student union, or they just go onto Facebook?
Yeah, it's how we stay in touch with our friends. It's how we organize our events. It's how we keep our clubs together and organize our activities.
I find that very interesting.
There's one website, obviously, that if in any other than what Facebook has impacted us, it would be the big search engine that you know you could express in numbers, but Google. But other than that, Facebook, I think, has been the most influential website. And real quick, the tip I had for Facebook was, I know you and Amber both use Facebook and Pounce and Twitter and all these other social networks. Have you ever mentioned or heard TwitterFeed.com before?
No, what's TwitterFeed? I don't know that. I don't use Twitter anymore, so I'm not really up on what's going on with Twitter. TwitterFeed.com.
TwitterFeed.com, mm-hmm. And I hear Amber talking. I'll let her.
Is this something that, did Dave Weiner do this, possibly?
You're thinking of Twittergram, perhaps, Amber?
That's what I'm thinking of. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, that's fine. Twitter feed. Leo, you're actually using it, I think, even though you don't know it. You're a Leo-matic Twitter personality that redirects your Jaiku feed to all its Twitter users. I believe is using Twitter feed, and what Twitter feed lets you do is it posts and it takes your RSS feeds from your other sites on the internet and posts them into your Twitter. So what I was going to suggest you can do is I take my Facebook friend status RSS feed and apply that to my Twitter feed, and I send it to a private Twitter account, and now I have an account that's private, and I added myself as a friend to it, so I get my friends' Facebook status updates on my Twitter account, because I like Twitter, but most of my friends use Facebook.
Isn't that interesting? So what a great idea.
It lets you merge them all together. TwitterFeed.com, really helpful and really useful.
Good choice.
Cool. Thank
you,
so
Tali.
Much.
Really appreciate it.
Good talking to you, Leo, and Amber, first time talking to you, so keep up the good work.
Take care.
Thank you so much. You're very peppy. It's nice.
The peppy Tali, we call him.
I like it. Leo, I have to read something here.
Yes.
Do you mind?
Peppy Amber,
okay.
Go ahead.
So someone just sent me this link on Google Chat because they're listening to the show right now, and it's the Laporte Report.
Oh,
the week
no.
of January 4th, 1997 from the Wayback Machine.
The Wayback Machine.
It says, this week on the radio, a look at the year ahead. Office 97 is here, and so are the bugs. Why Command and Conquer has conquered my heart, and why you shouldn't download Netscape Communicator.
Wow.
And then you have the sound effect of the week is War Games, and the link of the week is Yek. Yek?
Huh.
Y-E-C-C-H?
Neat.
Anyway, I'm checking out your site, and
the Laporte Report. You know,
it's good fun.
It's and it looks really bad, doesn't it? Give me, as a professional web designer, what's your take on the Laporte Report? Do you like the rainbow dividers?
Well, I can't see those. I think just because it's the way it's been archived.
Yeah, they didn't archive the images. But, you know, I had a lot of people do that on the web at the time. We figured out how you could do you'd have a divider, and it would be a rainbow gradient, you know? And,
yeah.
Ooh, it's pretty. Ooh.
So
send
it's
me
so
the link.
Fun.
I want to see this. It takes me back in time.
I know. It's so much fun because you could just link around. I'm going to all these different pages. There's rants and files and people and fans and chat. I'm going to send it to you right now. And thanks to when at bluehallway.com, I think is his name, sent it to me. So I'm actually not, I know he actually has a real name that I can't remember right now.
Just remember that whatever you put on the net lives forever.
I know.
You know, the thing Tali was talking about is actually one of the reasons I went to Jaiku is because you can do that with Jaiku. You can put any RSS feed on there. And that's what I like about the Jaiku presence stream. It has everything that I do as an RSS feed. But this, obviously, this Twitter thing, Twitter blog or whatever it was, gives you the same capability. It's funny. That's what's interesting about these social networks, and Facebook's been very smart to capitalize on it, is that a lot of the functionality is added by users. If you just give them a chance, if you give them an API, they'll come up. And I don't even think there's an API that this is using. I think it's actually scraping Twitter.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I think that I know that Leo-matic was a hack, kind of. So that's, I have nothing to do with that. It's just, I don't think that very many people watch it on Twitter either, but, it's interesting to see. And it's one of the things I keep telling, Kevin and gang at Pounce is give us an API.
Oh yeah.
It's the most important thing you can do. And Facebook's been smart. That's what the Facebook apps thing does, is it allows anybody to design an application to integrate, to add to Facebook. And what a big difference that's made. You know, I cast the Expecto Patronum spell on you the other day.
You've been casting some spells on me on Facebook, Leo.
Put a spell on you! Ow!
I was a little surprised when I opened up my Gmail and I saw Leo Laporte has cast a spell on you. It was a little odd, but I'm willing to forgive you. And
you know who, you know what's really cool is when somebody adds you on Facebook that you're kind of, I guess, you know, if I were younger, it'd be like that you had a crush on, but now it's like that you're kind of a fan on, like Carl Castle, who you wouldn't know, but Carl Castle is a very famous announcer on public radio. He has his own show now, which is about jobs or something, but he's also the announcer for was it What Do You Know or wait Don't Tell Me. That's actually the name of the show. I'm not saying Don't Tell Me. Wait Don't Tell Me, and if you win, you get Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. Well, now he's my Facebook friend, and man, I feel like that's a and then Edward Begg of USA Today asked to be my friend, so I feel like, gosh. And then the other thing that's cool is that I'd be very interested to see how students use this. For instance, we would go, first of all, you didn't have cell phones when I was in college. So you'd have to go to the dorm, go across the hall or go down the hall and say, hey, you want to see a movie? What movie you want to see? Now you put on Facebook, I'm looking for somebody to go see this. You don't have to go see anybody.
I know.
It's amazing.
You don't have to leave your house.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Technology is amazing.
I love it. I love technology.
Unlike
some other people.
We refuse to say his name from now on.
Mr. MySpace. I live on MySpace. Hell.
I've been, it's like you, when you send people to an island out in the middle of nowhere. That's what we're doing to him.
I wonder if he's on Facebook. I'm going to look for him on Facebook. And then I'm going to add him. And then I'm going to pretend, you know, I'm going to add him. And then I'm going to like do all these spells on him.
That's awesome, Leo.
Yeah, man. I'll get him. I'll show him.
You're totally going to get him.
All right. Digital.
He won't know what hit him.
He won't know what hit him. Take that. I put a spell on you.
He's going to, at some point, someone's going to send him a link to this. He's going to be like, this is the exact reason.
This is what I was talking about.
You should let amateurs be in control.
Exactly the cultural void I was talking about. Digital chic. Hello. Welcome to Net at Night.
Hi there.
Hi there, Digital Chic.
Hi.
Hey, I'm calling from the UK, so it's like 1 o'clock in the morning here.
Thank you for staying up. What's your real name?
My name's Emma.
Nice to talk to you, Emma.
You too, yeah. I've been listening like since it was Inside the Net, and I've only just finally got my voice thing set up so I can call you guys.
We're thrilled that you called, and we're also thrilled you stayed up so late to talk.
I have to be up at like in about 6 hours.
Oh,
so,
dear.
Oh well, that's what it's like.
So, what do you do, Emma?
I'm a student at the moment, but it's the summer holidays, so I'm just doing a job working in a company doing some tech stuff.
Do students in the UK use Facebook too, or is there some other social networking site that's popular?
So I think with most university students, like college level students, we use Facebook. But I think for younger kids, I think Bebo is more popular.
Bebo's big in Europe, yeah.
Yeah, but Facebook is really big with college students here. Really, really big. We were so happy when Facebook, we saw, like, we weren't the first university in the country to have it, and there were others, and we were so excited when suddenly, like, three or four people started getting a Facebook account from my university, Imperial, and then, like, within about 3 days, half the university was on Facebook.
That's what happened, in fact, when Mark Zuckerberg started Facebook at Harvard.
Right.
It took 6 months before something like 80% of the Harvard underclass were on Facebook. It's just amazing. There's something about it that just grabs you.
It's so fast. It's brilliant. I can't think of a better website on the net that I use as much as I use Facebook, because you're just like, oh, what did this person do? What did this person do? What did that person do?
Right.
And I wish, all I can say is I wish I came up with it first, but clearly I didn't.
You know, we all did. There's the latest rumor, Amber and I are always talk about this. Last one, of course, was when Mark turned down $1.5 billion. The latest rumor is that Microsoft is offering him $6 billion.
I can't imagine for a second Mark Zuckerberg would take it from Microsoft.
At this point,
not a chance.
At this point, you'd be crazy to just keep going. The folks at Google said that they didn't think he was selling. They said, you know, as far as we can tell, we've tried. We'd love to buy Facebook. As far as we can tell, he's not interested.
No, it's like mostly his company or all his company. I'm not sure, but it's just there's no reason why he needs to sell. It's working so well,
right.
And you know it's just going to get bigger and bigger. And who knows? It might be as big as Google someday.
Exactly.
Which would be awesome. But I think I was calling because one of my favorite Web 2 kind of apps is the Google Maps style stuff, which has made like planning going anywhere so easy. I took a trip to the States last year, and it was a driving trip, and I had no idea where I was going. And I bought a map book, and it didn't really mean much. But then I plugged it all into Google Maps and sort of figured out the routes that I needed to take and stuff. And you couldn't have done this before the sort of Ajax style Google Maps apps came out. So for me, that's really what the key application is for Web 2 stuff. It's just brilliant. And then on top of that, all the mashups that you can do with it, the mashups with Google Maps, like starting with Craigslist and going on from, like the Housing Max mashup and going on from there, it's just genius.
I agree.
There's lots of them.
Thank you, Emma. It's so great to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Keep listening.
I will do. Bye-bye.
And go to bed. You got to go to work in the morning. Wow, I love getting calls from the UK.
I do too. It's so much fun. I know we have to go, Leo, but I just went to another page on the Laporte report from 1996, and it's the page of the most wired listeners on Earth. You only need to do three things to make this list. Listen to the world's best computer talk show, have your very own homepage, or send Leo a message with the words "list me" in the subject.
I'm so impressed.
If you don't really listen to my show, lie.
I just thought I was so clever. You know, I feel like you're reading like my teenage poetry. This is like 9 years ago.
This is more fun than I've had in a long time.
I was like 41. There's no excuse for this.
It's cute.
Oh, God.
All right, well.
Amber, so great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you too, Leo. That was lots of fun.
Go go stand outside that guy's house and say, I got a spell on you.
That guy. I'll see what I can do.
We'll see you next week. We thank you all for joining us. I'm going to unmute you all, and I want you all to say goodnight to everybody. We'll see you next Sunday night, every Sunday night, whenever we're feeling like it anyway, at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. East Coast, and, of course, in UK for Emma at around midnight. I'm Leo Laporte for Amber MacArthur. Thanks for joining us. Good night from Net at Night. Good night, everybody. Say goodnight. It's okay.
Goodnight.
We're listening.
Goodnight. So shy, Leo.
Say goodnight to us, everybody. I unmuted you. I'll unmute you again.
Unmute us.
Goodnight. Goodnight.
Now we're unmuted.
Goodnight. Goodnight. Go at two.
Goodnight.
We'll see you next time.